Hello everyone and welcome to Orbital, the Gadgets 360 podcast. On today's episode, we are going to be talking about the Xiaomi Redmi 6A and the Xiaomi Redmi 6. These are two smartphones in the budget segment that are both going to be very, very appealing to the Indian audience, which is already sort of appreciating the Redmi brand. Now, to talk about these two phones, we have Aditya Shenoy, who's our resident Android enthusiast and reviewer.
Hello.
And Jamshed Awari, who's the head of reviews, is also with us.
Hey.
Now, Jamshed has been reviewing the Redmi 6A and Aditya has been reviewing the Redmi 6. Yeah. Now, these two phones may not be very different in terms of the naming scheme, but from what they actually ship with in terms of hardware, in terms of pricing, they are quite different. And what they improve on, which is their predecessors, that is also a different story. So now, to clear all of this confusion, these two people here will be walking us through these two phones. So first, Jamshed, I think the Redmi 6A is the more important of the two smartphones, simply because it is cheaper and it is also more, like the highest selling phone was the Redmi 5A for Xiaomi. And this is the phone that's going to be replacing that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can debate which one is more important, but this one will certainly be very popular because of its price. But let's just note right in the beginning that what Xiaomi has announced is introductory prices. So we don't know how long those will last and what will happen afterwards. It's not very much like last year where the Redmi 5A was launched at a special introductory price, but they specified that
For the first thousand units or something.
Yeah, so just to make things clear for those who don't know what's going on, this time during the launch event, Xiaomi announced for the Redmi 6 and the Redmi 6A that the rupee is falling and they may not be able to meet these price points that they've announced in a few months. So what they said is in the first couple of months, we'll have this introductory pricing and after that, we'll take a look at the situation again. Now, it's unlikely that the rupee is going to, you know, come back to its original levels, but, you know, well, I can't predict that for sure. So you can maybe expect that in a couple of months down the line, if you're not able to pick up this phone, it will be available at a slightly higher price.
Yeah, and meanwhile, it generates a lot of interest for them and it gets a lot of people motivated. I'm sure that a lot of companies will raise their prices, but by actively saying in advance that they will do so, Xiaomi has, provided some good motivation.
Yeah, so before you maybe talk about the prices, I would just quickly like to draw everyone's attention to two things which were mentioned earlier but which were not clarified. One is that for the Redmi 5A, I think the price was 5,999 rupees, but for the first 1 million units or something, the introductory price was 4,999 rupees.
Yeah, like 1,000 rupee off. Yeah.
Yes, and the second thing that we mentioned is more companies will do similar things, which, you know, where they introduce the phone at a different price and they sell it later at a different price. Of very, very recently, we had a phone called the Oppo Realme 1, which was introduced at a price of 8,990. And then when the Realme 2 came along, which was not really like a better phone than the Realme 1, it was like, they made a bunch of different choices for that. And if you notice, the base variant of the Realme 1 was discontinued. So now the effectively the starting price of the Realme 1 went up from 9,000 rupees to 11,000 rupees. Yeah. So we could see something similar happening with these two phones as well. But Jamshed, I think the price
That's a whole another rabbit hole to jump down because when that phone launched, it was an extraordinarily unrealistic price. It was, I mean, a lot of people could have called it a stunt even at that point. But whether or not that's true, we won't ever know, I suppose. But back to our topic. Yes, so we've got 5,999 as the price for the 16GB storage version of the Redmi 6A and 6,999 for the 32GB storage version. And as we said, there's no telling how long these prices will last. As of now, they are the official prices and these are the prices that we're using as the basis for our comparisons and for our value ratings and for, you know, just framing this phone for reference in the market for people who want to buy it.
See, the base variant that you mentioned is 2GB RAM and 16GB storage, right?
Yeah.
Now, when I first saw that, I thought, okay, this is not going to be enough for most people. At least the storage, 16GB has been an issue for like most people I know for a while. 32 is probably the sweet spot where people are comfortable. So do you think that compromise is worth it for like saving that 1,000 rupees?
Well, if you want to spend 1,000 rupees more, you can buy the version of this phone with the higher storage, or you can then start to consider going up the ladder to Xiaomi's Redmi 6 or, you know, whichever other products they offer, which will give you other features like the fingerprint reader and the far better processor and maybe more RAM or whatever. And another interesting thing, I think, with this set of launches, what that Xiaomi has done is that there's largely consistent amounts of RAM per model. It's not like the RAM and the storage
changes,
change.
Yeah.
So you can sort of slot them into experience levels on a ladder, you know, of price to value.
No, because
a little more effective.
Even with the Redmi 6, they've done the same thing. You have, you know, only one RAM variant. You only have 3 GB of RAM, and you have 16 GB and 32 GB of internal storage. So that is what Xiaomi has done with the Redmi 6 as well. So 3 GB RAM is something that's constant with both the models, and you have the option to choose between 32 GB or 64 GB of internal storage. Now, both of these smartphones have a dedicated microSD card slot as well, which is an advantage. And on the 6, at least, Xiaomi claims that you can expand storage up to 256 GB.
So I was just going to get to that. The dedicated microSD card slot is obviously an advantage, which to some extent, if you're using, you know, your storage space mostly for music or things, you know, videos or things like that, then you can very well get away with using a microSD card. But then you have to sort of weigh the cost of a microSD card, which if you're going to buy in the range of 32 GB,
it will be expensive.
You know, that's another $1,000 over there. So wouldn't you rather just pick up the phone and, you know, get whatever other better features you're going to get? But in terms of whether 16 GB is enough, I think we really have to look back at the last year or 2 years and just realize how spoiled we have become. Because 16 GB was not too little for a flagship class phone, you know, just 2, 3, 4 years ago. Let's not dwell on Apple.
You know, even if you look at app sizes, that have gone up considerably. Like, Facebook has, you know, as big as 300 MB.
Come on, man. There's Facebook Lite. There's Uber Lite. There's everything Lite.
Yeah.
I mean, what I'm trying to say is that you can very well get a lot of your work done with 16 GB. Now, recently, we've started seeing phones with 16 GB that start throwing up low storage warnings when we've got nothing on them other than our standard 5 or 6 benchmarking apps and a couple of general purpose everyday use apps and a couple of video files that we use for, you know, battery testing and various other quality tests. So that is something that people might want to keep in mind, because just based on the sort of files and apps that you're likely to want to have on your phone today, based on the kind of quality of experience that you're likely to expect or demand today, you might find that 16 GB isn't too much. But for real world everyday users and buyers, for people who aren't going to have all of that on their phone, for people who just want, you know, a decent device for communication, for staying in touch, things like that, I guess it's more than enough.
Yeah.
Hmm. So as far as the Redmi 6 is concerned, I believe the price is maybe significantly higher than the Redmi 6A. I mean, if you consider the fact that at the budget segment and the sub 10,000 segment, even a 500 rupee difference can be a make or break decision for people.
Yeah. So the Redmi 5A, the 6A, the Redmi 6A is currently priced at 6,000.
5,999 and 6,999.
Yeah. So 6,000 rupee is the price, the starting price point, whereas the 6 is available for 7,999, which is like 8,000 rupees. And when you look at it compared to the Redmi 5, which was launched, like which was the predecessor to this phone. Now, that thing had 2 GB of RAM. The base variant had 2 GB of RAM and 16 GB of internal storage, and that was priced at the exact same price, 7,999. Whereas in this current model, you have 3 GB and 32. So it is like an upgrade to what the last phone was. And also, when you look at the other specifications, there are a few changes. You have a smaller battery now, a smaller display as well, comparatively smaller display. But you get a better processor in comparison, like a marginally better processor. So if you would compare, say, someone using a Redmi 5, like the difference from the 5A to the 5 versus the 6A to the 5, it is bigger now. So if you can spend that extra money for like 8,000 rupee for a Redmi 6,
it looks like it will be more powerful. Yeah. Okay, so just before we move ahead, I wanted to say that it's the comparison between the 6A and the 6. Like, the difference is significant.
Yeah. When you're... But what do you think of the fact that the higher end variant of the Redmi 6, which has the same 3 GB of RAM, but 64 GB of storage, is now 9499.
Yeah. So pricing wise, yes, there's been a massive bump when you would compare the, you know, the gap between the two devices, like the two SKUs. So last time around, it was a 1000 rupee difference. Now it's gone up to 1500 rupee. And the only bump you get is with storage. So instead of 32 GB, you would get 64 GB of internal storage. And honestly, I think it makes sense to go and buy a 32 GB card and kind of put it in that dedicated slot if storage is your main
criteria. Later down the line somewhere.
Yeah.
So with these phones, you know, since you mentioned the storage, both of you have now commented on the micro SD card. We know that, I mean, they have a dedicated slot for micro SD card. They have two dedicated slots for SIM cards as well. Yeah. So both SIM cards can be active at the same time, right? Dual SIM, dual active is the technology that they're using.
No, so it's like dual SIM, dual standby. So there's 4G and VoLTE on both SIMs, but only one can be active at a time, whereas the other will forward the call or probably say that it's unavailable.
Yeah, so what Xiaomi specifically says on its website is that the two SIMs can use 4G data simultaneously. And VoLTE HD is supported only on the card that you designate as primary. But that isn't dependent on which physical slot it's in. You can swap that through the software.
So yeah, that's actually quite good to see. In the sense that you have two SIM cards in the phone, but one of them isn't crippled because the other one is being used.
Yeah.
And
because
again,
earlier you had this this problem because people had to put the Jio SIM card in the first slot, which was only, you know, which could only be 4G and VoLTE, whereas the second SIM slot would be left out. It would, you know, switch to 3G.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So this kind of solves that problem.
I mean, it's actually much better than, you know, some of the phones maybe a couple of years ago where like the second slot was relegated to 2G only.
Yeah.
And now we've come to like both slots supporting 4G.
Yeah. And speaking of SIM cards and 4G, we also have to remember that data is so cheap in India these days that a lot of people are perfectly happy with streaming media. And, you know, not really having that much on their phones anymore, which again ties back into the whole
storage
debate and the cost debate. Because now that you have active 4G on both SIMs, that you don't have to really struggle to be able to use that second Jio SIM that you picked up just for cheap data or whichever, you know, it happens to be, you might actually want to sort of rethink exactly what your requirements are and where your money is better spent.
Yeah, but if you think about it, while streaming apps are really, really popular, people still prefer to have certain things on the phone, on the device itself. So for example, music is something that I've seen people download a lot and stream less. Same thing with videos. Even though you can stream it, like I've seen so many people downloading these and keeping them on their device, even with the streaming services such as Netflix and Amazon Prime
Video. Sure, and especially if you're traveling or if you're going to be out of service or if you're, you know, doing whatever, that it makes a lot of sense. All I'm saying is that the logic that a lot of people used to make these decisions with the previous generation might not still hold. So I would encourage people to just think a little bit about how they are planning to use their devices and what their priorities should be.
Yeah, and you know, if people are into gaming and all, ultimately they will have to download, I mean, the app at least. It's not like you can just stream the entire game.
Yeah.
So that's
and
where,
then
you know,
again,
I'm...
These phones aren't going to support such heavy games either.
So. Yeah, so I'm still like not very convinced about the 16 GB storage variant. I think maybe that's a compromise too far. But I don't know, like at the 6,000 rupee price point, are there any phones that compete with the Redmi 6A that can maybe stake a claim and say that, okay, no, this is better, even though, you know, the Redmi 6A offers a better processor, etc., but you get more storage with us?
I think we're going to see a lot of companies try various different things. Like, for example, you might have one phone that has a far, far inferior processor or just generally worse specifications all around, but it might have a metal body, or it might have a second camera on the rear, or it might have that fingerprint sensor that's lacking from even these phones at this price point, which, you know, it might be the thing that pushes a consumer over the edge at a point of retail, like when they're just looking at two phones side by side and you can physically see that this one is better, and I'm putting better in air quotes that you can't see right now, but it's just the sort of thing that you know, companies might decide to do, because so far they've been competing on things like the amount of storage and the amount of RAM, which all look great in spec sheets. They all look great when you're, you know, creating a table online, on like you can do on our website, shout out, hint hint. But there are definitely going to be some phones, and it's not like all of them are going to hit exactly the same notes.
Okay, so I think the Redmi 6 has more competition than the 6A for sure, right?
Yeah, so the Redmi 6, especially when you look at the higher end model, the other variant with 3GB of RAM and 64GB of internal storage, which is at 9499. I think the closest competitor is the Asus Zenfone Max Pro M1 that Jamshed reviewed.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's...
And you'll have the Realme one.
Yeah, you have the Realme one as well. Like you know, that's 11,000, like a 500 rupee difference. And these are way more powerful than what the Redmi 6 is capable of. Now, the Redmi 6 has a Helio P22 processor. Now, Xiaomi has been only launching Snapdragon processors all this while. And now they've switched to MediaTek processors for the Redmi 6A and the Redmi 6. Now, in terms of performance, we compared it with, like, I was checking our spec sheet for, you know, where we have all the benchmark scores. And the Redmi 5 is, like, you know, the 6 is marginally faster than the Redmi 5. But when you look at the scores of the Asus Zenfone Max Pro M1 or even the Realme 1, those are significantly better. So in case you are looking at benchmark scores alone and you are going to be a power user, you have got more options, like better options purely for that available.
Yeah, you're going to have to look at what... how much you're willing to spend extra. So if you're strictly staying under 10,000, then you don't have those choices. But if you can stretch that by even 1,000 rupees, and 1,000 might not sound a lot to us, you know, or to a lot of people, but that is an entire 10% of that cost. That is a significant difference in just the way that you look at these phones.
Yeah, so Jamshed, you had reviewed the Redmi 5A, right, when it had launched. Yeah, so at that time, I remember you saying on this podcast that it's a perfectly serviceable phone and, like, it's going to do the job. I mean, all the basics are covered, etc. So a year down the line, now they've launched an upgraded version of the same phone at the same price. Yeah. So now, do you think, like, people are going to be comfortable with using this, or, you know, is it still going to be like a bit of a touch and go thing where, you know, you add one more app and then your phone starts hanging and freezing?
So if you're comparing the Redmi 6A to the 5A directly, there are a few interesting feature and specification updates, but there's nothing that's really going to, you know, set the world on fire. It's definitely not a situation where an owner of the 5A would find their lives greatly improved by rushing out and buying a 6A right now. Anyone who owns a 5A should typically be thinking of stepping up the ladder for their next phone, whenever that is, and it should be probably further down the line than this. But I think there's a whole audience of people at that level, the first-time phone owners, first-time smartphone users, people like, you know, not to sound patronizing or anything, but our parents, or again, any other type of first-time low-impact user should not have any problem with this whatsoever. That is, unless they want that high-quality experience when it comes to the camera, or when it comes to something that just looks good or feels good or has a sort of a lifestyle, you know, credibility to it. That's different. But this is your bread and butter phone. Think of it that way. It's just, it gets the work done and it takes as little out of your budget as it should.
Yeah, so the Redmi 6A, since you mentioned the camera, like, I believe you had a chance to test it out.
Very briefly at this point, at the time of this recording, we've taken it out in daylight and we've taken it out at night, and we've played around a little bit with all the settings, but while it's a little premature to comment right now, I think, I'll stick to what I said earlier, which is that it's serviceable. It'll get your job done. It won't, like fill you with some overwhelming sense of joy, or it, you know, you won't want to print these out and hang them on your wall or submit them to competitions or things like that. But as far as catching up with family members and sending pictures over messaging apps and social media, I think most people should be very happy.
Yeah, so like in terms of the battery life, what can people expect from the Redmi 6A?
So here's something that's pretty interesting. Like I said, there's a couple of noteworthy updates. And one of those updates is a brand new processor. And while it is MediaTek, that's not to say that MediaTek has, like, the entire catalog of MediaTek processors is worse. Yeah. A lot of people have that feeling that there's down market. But there are MediaTek processors at multiple levels, and it just depends on which one the company chooses.
Like the Realme 1 is an example of a MediaTek processor, Helio P60.
Yeah, so yeah, that's a very high-end one. And, I mean, okay, that's another down that rabbit hole.
Hmm.
But the one that's in use over here is the Helio 822, which is notable for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's the first to be named in Helio's A series. In MediaTek's Helio A series, MediaTek has started de-emphasizing its MT, you know, 6, whatever.
The 6735, 6739 series.
3839, yeah. So this is essentially the successor to the 6738 or the 39. Now with a brand new public-facing name, the A22. A being a common prefix for entry-level models in most people's lines. The next thing to note about that is that they've moved to a 12-nanometer manufacturing process. So this is one of the first chips to be able to use that. And that, while, again, it's a low-end chip, so that doesn't have any significance in terms of performance, what it does do is reduce power consumption. So that should have a positive impact on battery life and also reduce costs at the manufacturing level, which allows the company to shove in a more powerful, cost-effective chip, and also heat dissipation.
True.
So we're going to be looking for those things in our review.
Yeah.
Mm. To answer your question, yes, it's looking good. There's a 3000 milliamp hour battery, which is decent by any standard, but combined with Xiaomi's software, which is MIUI's various optimizations, and the hardware, which is this new 12-nanometer Helio A22 processor, we should see some interesting results.
Yeah. No, because, talking about MediaTek's entry-level processors, the earlier one, the 6735, the 37, and the 39, interesting things about these smartphones, these processors, was that the idle drain, when I was reviewing phones with these processors, was that the idle drain is really, really low. So if you use it for, say, calls or messaging, and then you keep your phone aside, you'll see that they'll barely drop in charge, battery percentage. So that way these phones are, if the A22 is also based on the same philosophy or the same architecture, then you can, kind of expect similar results from these phones as well.
Hmm.
And the other thing that Jamshed was talking about is MIUI software. Well, it's optimized, but I've been using it on the MIUI 6 and it's a little spammy as well.
You mean the
Redmi 6? Yeah. MIUI 9 is really spammy. Like, I've been constantly getting one or the other check out this video alert or, random push notifications from multiple Mi apps. Like Mi Video is constantly pinging something.
And have you noticed also that whenever you launch any of those apps, there's like a full screen interstitial. No, not a banner, like full screen.
Okay.
Amazing.
I haven't launched much apps.
How they are making some money. From
that literally is how they make money. They call it internet services.
Yeah.
So that way, the Redmi 6, I've used it for navigation, used it to book Ubers, and the battery drain is really low for a few things. Like even today, I was using it for an hour of navigation, 50 minutes of navigation, and around 3 to 4% of battery drain, which is really nice.
Hmm.
So and this also has a 3000 milliamp hour battery. Now, compared to the Redmi 5, had a slightly bigger 3300 milliamp hour battery. So on paper, this is smaller, but I haven't completed my battery test yet. But I have a feeling this might just last longer.
Yeah, so full reviews for both these phones will be up on gadgets360.com pretty soon. So whatever you guys have told me, to sum it up, I can
I mean, probably what I'm getting is that the Redmi 6A doesn't have too much in the way of competition, not at that price point. And the Redmi 6, well, it's...
Like, put in a little extra and then you have better alternatives. Yeah.
No, so I will say there's no shortage of phones that do sell at this price point. But Xiaomi has always been able to deliver better specifications at lower prices. Xiaomi has always been able to identify these tiny little sub-niches with, you know, each model and each variant of a model that make a lot of sense for a lot of people at those price points. But then we come to one very important factor, which is the flash sales.
No.
So no matter how much sense any of these phones might make for you, no matter how perfect the balance of specs and price and everything else might be, the fact is that it is going to be a struggle to get your hands on them.
Yeah, availability will be an issue, at least for the Redmi 6A, because I think that's going to stock out really quickly.
Yeah, but even for the Redmi 6, right? I mean, usually the trend we've seen is that the more expensive the phone, the like easier it is to buy it, especially
comparatively
from Xiaomi,
yeah.
So even with the Poco F1, I think we've seen this recently that they put the 128 GB,
the 6 GB 128 one on open sale,
whereas all the others are still going on flash sales. So the ones that you actually want to buy and can afford, they are very rarely available in, you know, good quantities. And like now it's been what, 4 years since Xiaomi came to India, and it's really not acceptable that, you know, they're still pulling these marketing stunts via flash sale every week and making people sort of generating that hype and buzz and, you know, making people wait to buy their phone. So even if we recommend this with like a, you know, wholeheartedly we recommend this and say, okay, amazing, there's no other phone out there, you know, this is the best phone out there, just go get it, you can't because flash sale. So yeah it's the
which
bane
is not
of,
to say that there aren't plenty of other companies also doing the same thing. But it's just this extra level of a headache that you have to go through.
And then there is always that market, right, for people who are trying to make a quick buck and like selling these phones at a 500 rupee premium or a 1000 rupee premium. And that is pretty much their margin. Like I mean, maybe I can't give you like concrete evidence that this is happening. But anecdotally, like if you just walk into any shop and offline and you ask them, I want a Xiaomi phone, they'll probably be able to give you pretty much every phone out there that's still selling at a slight premium.
Yeah,
you
won't even have like to go handwritten to a shop. Signs in shop windows.
Yeah, you won't even have to go to a shop. Just open up OLX or Quikr and just type your Xiaomi phone that you are looking to buy and you'll see it there.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, this is the kind of thing that sort of puts me off every time, you know, someone recommends a Xiaomi phone. I mean, I also feel very bad about recommending it for this reason alone. Performance is good. There are some issues here and there. Like, I mean, which phone doesn't have them? But, you know, ultimately, like, the whole experience is soured by this one flash sale thing. Maybe in the near future, there will be a Xiaomi phone that will be
available,
you know,
on open sale.
As good as these phones and available on open sale on day one.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, day one is the thing because these phones do tend to... you know,
eventually available on open sale. Yeah.
Better.
Yeah. Right then, that's all we have for this episode of Orbital, and we will see you with another episode next week. As always, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram at Gadgets360. And if you're one of those tech-savvy people who use these apps to listen to podcasts, well, the Google Podcasts app on Android and the Apple Podcasts app on iPhone is where you find us, apart from any other podcast app of your choice, barring maybe a select few. If you like us, then please do rate our show on iTunes and on Google Podcasts, and do subscribe to this show. This is what keeps us going. Thank you so much for listening.